Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine here on Jess FM 105.9. I'm Doug Fain, your host, and today we're going to talk about All the Park down at High Bridge and its restoration work. We'll be speaking with outgoing Jessamine County Judge Executive Neil Casty, and we'll do that right after this word from our sponsor.
Neighbor, there's nothing that makes me madder than buying something today and finding a lower price tomorrow. That's why I only buy tires at Sutherland Chevrolet in Nicholasville. They have the price match guarantee. If you purchase any brand name tires from Sutherland and you see that brand available somewhere else for a cheaper price in the next 30 days, they'll refund you the difference. That's just one of the honest and ethical business practices you'll find at Sutherland Chevrolet at 1060 North Main Street in Nicholasville. A different kind of automobile dealership.
You know, one of Jessamine County's most beautiful parks is located at High Bridge. Today we're going to talk about the pavilion and its restoration. And my special guest is outgoing Jessamine County Judge Executive William Neil Casty. And before we talk to Neil, I want to give you a little bit of history of that area. High Bridge was a small, unincorporated community here in Jessamine County, and it lies along the lower reaches of the Kentucky River near the confluence of the Dix River and the Kentucky River. Now, back in 1879, there was a post office established in the community that was then known as North Tower. And then in 1888, the town was renamed for the landmark High Bridge, a nearly 300-foot railroad bridge over the Kentucky River. By the way, that post office closed in 1976. Now, the actual bridge at High Bridge was opened in 1876, 3 years before the post office, and it was the first cantilever bridge in North America. It stood 275 feet over the river between the Palisades, and it carried both passenger and freight trains. The American Society of Civil Engineers has designated it as a national engineering landmark. Now, the 1876 bridge was replaced in 1911 by a more robust bridge in the same place. And now this is the one you see now, and it stands 308 feet above the river. In fact, freight trains of the Norfolk Southern Railway still use this bridge several times a day. Well, shortly after its opening, a park was built, and it was established as the community of High Bridge, and they had picnic grounds and restaurants and a dancing pavilion, riding stables. It was a popular place to hold cultural and religious meetings. They had such speakers there as William Jennings Bryan and evangelist Billy Sunday. Thousands of people would come from Cincinnati and Lexington and other northern points, get off at High Bridge for recreation and sightseeing and dancing. Well, there was this Victorian-style pavilion that was built. And over the years, it just basically fell into some very bad disrepair. And that's what we're going to talk about today with Neil Casty. And we just kind of want to start, Neil, with you telling me kind of how did the idea even come about to fix up the High Bridge Pavilion?
Margaret Morgan called me and said, I've got something that I'd like to show you. And Harold Rainmore and I would have got something we'd like to show you. So I said, well, okay. It was cold as devil, about like today. Anyway, we went over, and I wondered where we were going, and we went down, right down on the old, right where the old pavilion is. And she said, well, she said, I believe there's some value in this building. And said, we are going to apply for some money to buy the property. And I was supposed to meet with the guy that owned it and kind of work with them, and they wanted me to come up with the money to do it with. So we sat down, we looked over it, and quite honestly, it was in pretty bad shape.
So then, Neil, I guess you had to figure out a way to pay for all this work.
So we got to talking to a fellow that owned it, and finally reached an amount that we thought was reasonable, and he was kind enough to let us go to the River Authority. So Margaret and Harold and I went to Kentucky River Authority to get money to buy the property. So we went up there, and Margaret, she's a sales lady. I mean, she is a piece of work. I knew some of the guys that were there, you know, and she went through all her, you know, her gyrations and whatever, you know, as she always does. After it's over with, we left, of course, didn't know what it was going to do. One of my friends told me, well, he said, where did you get that money? He said, I'd give $1 million if I had her on my team. Anyway, he got the money to buy. We came back and looked at the situation a little bit better. Then we went I happened to get appointed to the Kentucky River Authority myself. They come to find out that the governor was going to appropriate some money to the River Authority to do work on the parks. We'd already started drawing up some plans because I knew we were going to have something to work with it. Been fooling with the Kentucky River Authority, I knew that, you know, if you had plans, well, you was ahead of the game. So we had the plans kind of laid out roughly. Anyway, they come up with the River Authority got $1 million to distribute to the people up and down the river.
So they're sitting there with $1 million, and they're ready to give it out all along the river. How did they determine who got how much?
They wanted to be shovel ready. We was on one of shovel ready. So we ended up getting $600,000 out of the million. Just by being on there, that no other reason than I just happened to be there and saw that opening, and we jumped in and got it. Anyway, we started to work on it, and we did some exploring around on it. We just decided it wasn't worth to do it. We could build an identical thing back and have a good building where we just couldn't justify anything before that. But if you want to, we'll go back a little bit before that time. We had, I'd done several weddings down there. The floor had a hole in it and everything else, but people want to get married and then in that pavilion. So I've done several weddings down there, big weddings, and before this even took place. I began to realize that people really, really liked that place. Of course, I used to go when I was 14, 15 years old and running around with some guys that's 18, 17, 18 years old, and I was a pretty good-sized guy for my age, and so I fit in pretty good with them, and Mom and Dad knew I was up there. I'd have been in the world of hurt. But it never was that bad when I was down there. Every now and then somebody get a little bit too drunk or something, and they'd hustle them right out. They had some bouncers there, and they'd take them out. It was a fun place. People really came down and had a good time. Had a great time.
Well, did you know that it would be such a popular place that Chessman County residents would want to use it?
So then after we started to work on it, of course, it really worried me because, you know, I'm accused of being kind of tight order, and I guess I am. I got to thinking about that $100,000 in the land and $600,000 to build the building and all this kind of stuff, and I couldn't get it off my mind that we're going to build this thing down here and put that kind of money in it. Now everything go away. The people just come use it a few times and button. I went ahead and we got it done, got it built. I guess that's the most popular place around. When we advertise it in the paper, you know, we advertise it first every year. Let people come first serve. The first time that we had it advertised, they called me from the city about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning and said, thought we better warn you. Said, we believe they're going to have a march or something on courthouse. So I said, well, I don't know. Glad you warned me. So I don't know what to do about it. Come to find out, people was coming here way ahead of time to get in line to get that, to use that building over the next year. And that proved to be that way. And it's that way every year. It gets worse and worse and worse. And we put a fee on it. Because one time we was just letting them use it free. But we had to put a fee on it because the same families was getting it, you know, locking it in, and then everybody gets distributed around. But this way, while people can go ahead and, you know, reserve it, and you have to get in that line to get you a position, and 9 times out of 10, people can't get it exactly when they want it. But it gives other people a chance, opportunity to use it.
So, Judge, just what kind of activities do take place down at the park?
Well, I've done quite a few weddings down there myself. It's just family reunions and things. The big thing is weddings. And they dress that thing up. It's unbelievable how much they put into that thing. They had one lady had to wear, and it had ferns and white orchids. I mean, all over the place. And they said that the wedding and what all they did there was $22,000. I don't doubt it a bit, because I've never seen, I've been lost a few fancy things in my time, but I've never seen anything as fancy as that was. Of course, they have dances and everything, no alcohol. You're not supposed to have alcohol. Every now and then somebody will slip a little bit in, but kind of the way life is, you know. I think the big demand is weddings, and people rent it for something else. If somebody decides they want a wedding on it, they'll come and try to jockey them, and I'm sure that some of them jockey let somebody else use it outside of our, we don't police it that close. But it's just, it's amazing. The kids enjoy it, and then we've, in the meantime, we've improved the gazebos around, you know, and of course, even if you have that rented, the gazebos are open for anybody to come and use them free, even while that's going on. You can handle about probably another 75 or 80 people there, and they're floating around doing whatever they want to do, and still it doesn't seem to interfere with people having big events.
Now, I know that in addition to the pavilion, you've got a children's playground there, you've got an overlook for the river, and even a museum.
That's kind of new, new kind of thing. Well, it's not really new, but I just haven't had that much time involved in that. George Dean, that's his kind of, that's kind of George's thing, and but now it's got a lot of memorabilia in there, you know, that's really important to that. And Kenneth Happ, of course, he's a historian down in that part of the country, and he's got a lot of items in there that he's saved over the years. He's from down that part of the country his whole life. So he has there's a lot of things in there, and a lot of people come to see the museum.
And I guess the trains just continue to run along High Bridge quite often, and I suppose those trains are probably pretty loud.
You think it would disturb people, it doesn't seem to bother people at all. Right. They just watch the train go by and get right back into whatever they're doing.
You know, Judge, we have a great place down there at High Bridge for a whole lot of different functions. Final thoughts?
It's a real comfortable place. It sits up on that hill, and when it's hot, there's always a breeze blowing through there coming off the river. But now when it gets cool, it gets cool. I'm really, really proud that I was able to be a part of doing it the way it's turned out.
Well, that famous Victorian-style pavilion has been reconstructed from plans almost identical to the original. In fact, the gazebo has been built using roofing boards from the original pavilion. And if you go down there, go to the gazebo and look up, and you can just make out some of the graffiti signifying that so-and-so and such made High Bridge a visit on certain dates. You know, that cantilever overlook that I talked about has been built, and it affords some of the most beautiful views of the Dix River and the Bridge. We hope that you will travel to High Bridge and check it out, one of the most beautiful parks in Jessamine County, and maybe even plan an event there too. Our thanks to outgoing Jessamine County Judge William Neal Casty for talking to us today about High Bridge and its history. This is Doug Fain, and I am so pleased that you joined us this morning for All Things Jessamine, presented by Sutherland Chevrolet. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock, right here on Jess FM 105.9.
Neighbor, I buy my cars and trucks at Sutherland Chevrolet right here in Nicholasville because I know who they are. They've been in business here since 1925, and they're always honest and ethical. This is a hometown dealership. No high-pressure sales tactics, no lot lizards, no sleazy come-ons. Just local people treating you the way they'd like to be treated when buying a car or truck. Sutherland Chevrolet at 1060 North Main Street in Nicholasville. A different kind of automobile dealership.